This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I say to leftists all the time, have you seen enough? What more do you need? What more proof do you need that you are on the wrong side of this thing? See, there's right and there's wrong. There's right and there's left. You get the equivalent? Left equals wrong. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What more do you need to see? Sister girl gallivanting throughout Europe and ends up in Poland cackling at refugees leaving their homeland. 2 million plus, it's probably up to 3 million by now, leaving their homeland because of a war started by her boss, Captain Demento. And the cacklers over there got laughing about it. You would think that some handler would say, listen, Kamala, the comedian, you can't be laughing at things of this nature, things this serious. You would think she'd know more about the situation. I don't know if you saw, she was reading a script trying to pretend that she knew a lot about Poland. I think we have the clip.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies, and what is at stake at this very moment.
Oh boy, that had to make some people feel really good, because she's standing here on the northern, wait, it's not the northern, no, the eastern flank. You can tell she knows nothing about this. There has been no preparation. She doesn't understand the significance of it in any capacity. Let me just read this. I'm standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have and the eastern flank and our NATO allies and what's at stake at this very moment. Please, tell me what that means. Biden, this is a Biden. Did Biden write this speech? Because this is about as big a gobbledygook as I've ever heard. I am here, standing here. When she was flying over in the private jet that we provide for them, do you think anybody prepped her? That's a 16-second clip of nothing. Boy. Refugees on the run. Iran is about to give more nukes. They gave Iran they're trying to release $131 billion to the Iranians. Money that was frozen under Trump. So the number one sponsor of terror in the world doesn't continue those acts. And we're about to give them $131 billion. It's not like these guys don't have enough on their hands. There's a host of other world problems that are created too. What do we need to talk about? Do we need to talk about the price of oil? Do we need to talk about the price of food? How many people will starve in this world because of the actions of Joe Biden and his administration? You think we're going to get a ticker for that on the evening news?
14,000 more people died in Bangladesh today. Nepal hit with hunger. Africa still under devastation. They're not going to tell you that. Those numbers will just slip into the ether.
But let Donald Trump be president and 2 million plus people be on the run because of a war he started, and tell me what the news would be. The news would be,
we need to impeach Donald Trump, and just kids are involved and anybody around him. Where's that Papadopoulos when we need him?
I mean, everybody. General Flynn would be back in jail. They'd go get, what's his name? The dude that was Roger Stone. He's always being talked about. Roger Stone would be in jail. Everybody would be in jail. All the Trump kids. Man. Just all you got to do is switch the protagonist and the antagonist, and you can see the media attacks. All I can tell you is, folks, we're left to assess the damage done by the big cheat. Yeah. And as much as I want you to feel bad that we got cheated, I want you to rejoice in the outcome. See, because everybody can look at us and say, they tried to tell us, they tried to do the right thing. Now, of course, the left isn't going to think this way. It's up to you to convince them. But you have ammunition. I mean, what do you need? You got the cackler, Kamala Harris, who is a bona fide certified joke. You've got Joe Biden, who shouldn't be president. He's not mentally capable of being president, and they know it. They've got this guy so pumped full of Adderall so he can make a speech every now and then to look presidential. But at the end of the day, look at his results. And for those of you, and I've already chastised you, I'm not going to do it anymore, except now, those of you who, well, I don't know about Donald Trump, I don't know about Donald Trump. Are you clowns? Really? Are you still there? How could you possibly be saying this? Here's what I want you to know, people. This is where I want the conservative movement to pay attention to this young black man. Not so young, but this good-looking black man. Well, okay. Yeah, good-looking. Black man telling you the scoop. Democrats got up this morning plotting to take you down. They got up with their little spin contraptions. They got up with all their lies, their talking points. They ignore reality, and they are ready to take you on. Democrats got up this morning ready to lie to your face. Democrats got up this morning plotting to kick your butt, in some cases to kill you. If you think I'm lying, go look at their rhetoric. All those anti-vaxxers, they need to be killed. All those climate deniers, they need to be jailed. They have names for you, and they are ready to put you away. And you want to, Kevin, they're good people. I mean, let's reach across the aisle, and let's be cordial. And we're, you know, Marcus of Queensbury rules, and there should be no kicking to the crotch, no eye gouging, no fish hooking, whatever. As I kick you in the crotch, I kick you in the crotch and I gouge you while you're still making your speech, Mr. Referee. They're after you. They know how to spin. How many spin factories can operate simultaneously? Dozens. Dozens of them. Look at all the things that the Democrats are spinning. They're spinning that Joe Biden's okay. He doesn't need to take a cognitive test. They're spinning that Kamala Harris is a legitimate VP. She should be running around the world setting our foreign policy strategy at the request of a madman. And they're spinning more, but we'll have to wait till I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joey Demento and his team of anti-American elitists have America on the brink of thermonuclear war, and all they have to offer is spin. They say it's Russian disinformation that America has a biolab facility in Ukraine. They claim this even as their Undersecretary of State admits it. They claim it even as the Russians release actual data to show that it existed. These are people on the ground. Now, look, I'm not pro-Russia. No, 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 not at all. I wish I could stand behind America and say, boy, we did the right thing. Look, I don't know what this biolab does. It's above my pay grade. I don't know good or bad. But here's what I do know. They claim it doesn't exist, and it does. Why lie? If our government thought it was legit, hey, we're doing research there for, you know, solving cancer. Isn't Joe Biden supposed to be working on cancer? Is that what it's for? But if it is a violation of the Geneva Convention and we're working on some sort of germ warfare like the Chinese who unleashed theirs on us, the world should know. Do you think, look, come on, folks, we're all Americanskis here. Do you think that our government is perfect? Of course not. We've made mistakes. But here's what I would tell you Trump would have said. Trump would have said, yeah, I got here. They implemented under Bush. I inherited it. I was debating on what we were going to do with it. I've been trying to work it out with Vladimir. The problem is they've been accusing me of being in collusion with him. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring it up. Wouldn't that have been a good excuse for Trump? Yeah, I wanted to bring it up. I couldn't even have a conversation because these scoundrels spent $40 million of your tax dollars not letting me talk to a guy who apparently other presidents were plotting against with this bioweapons lab. So, yes, I had it. I could see Trump giving us the real deal. But I know there are those out there, Kevin, I don't like Donald Trump. He's too truthful. He tweets all the time. He's too braggadocio. He's too egotistical. What do you want in your president? I want an egotistical president. I want somebody that says, man, I'm totally proud of America. We're better than you. If you don't believe it, prove it. Well, that's why we give you the Olympics, so you can do it in sports. Too bad we can't have an Olympics for countries, because I'd prove to you we're better in our economy. We're better in how we treat our citizens. Let's go to competition, people. America's ready. Shoot. But we act like, well, I don't know. But what? We kicked our boyfriend Brit's butt. Yeah, America's had a lot of boyfriends. What, 45 of them? No, 46. Let me put it this way. America had to be really down on her luck. She had to be a crack chick to marry this last one. Husband 46. She's on crack. Anyway, America's back to a cold war pretty much with the Ruskies. And I can see the commercials coming, folks, warning school kids, don't look at the blast. Then get under that playground bench and what they say, stop, drop, and roll. That's when you're on fire. But you might have to stop, drop, and roll. But you put your hands over your head and you get under the bench if you see if you see the blast. Oh, man. I remember seeing those commercials as a kid. Even as a kid, I was like, I've seen the war films. I've seen the original blast. This ain't going to help. You better be in a praying position because this is not going to help you. In the event of a nuclear explosion, don't look at the light. Let me tell you this. If you can see the light, you're in the blast zone. You better be nowhere near it. And think about where we are now with nuclear weapons. Baby Black Jesus decimated America's nuclear capabilities. We are so fortunate to have interrupted this clown with Donald Trump, because who knows where our nuclear arsenal would be. Let me just read you this. He unilaterally cut the number of nuclear weapons in the Pentagon's nuclear weapons stockpile to 4,018 warheads, which is a reduction of 553. Since at the time, September 15th. And Biden exposed this during the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. That was where he was speaking at. So the Obama administration, during two terms, reduced the U.S. nuclear stockpile by 1,255 weapons compared to the end of the George W. Bush administration. Now, here's a number that should matter. A number greater than the estimated number of warheads in the arsenals of Britain, China, France, India, Israel, North Korea, and Pakistan combined. Now, look, I'll tell you this. I don't think you need thousands and thousands of nuclear weapons. I'm okay with the reduction, but I want to see an equal proportion. If you're going to disarm, then shouldn't everybody be doing it equally? That's my beef. And so now, what are we worried about? We're worried about the Russians deploying nuclear weapons. They now have Ukraine's nuclear weapons, along with everything else they got with Ukraine. And so, and they're antagonistic, and they have the moral high ground. We'll get into that in just more into a bit, but you understand this. If they find your secret biolab where you're in violation of all types of agreements that you will not escalate and create this type of stuff, don't they now have the moral high ground? Anyway, here's the spin, because this is what Democrats are good at. White House warns Russia could use chemical weapons in Ukraine. Press Secretary Psaki warned of the potential for Russia to use chemical weapons. Now, see, let me tell you what they're doing. Our chemical weapon lab was discovered. So what the Biden administration is trying to do is to say, well, they could be using chemical weapons. And so that gives them cover to say, this is why we had our biolab there, because they might use chemical weapons. Now, here's the thing I would ask you. Do you believe them? See, I don't. I don't believe anything that comes out of these people's mouths. I don't believe that there's been any ink. Why does Russia need to use chemical weapons? They have double the population of Ukraine. They have a massively larger military. They control the sea, the port, through by way of Crimea. They have them effectively surrounded. Why do they need to do this? And the short answer is they don't. They don't need to use chemical weapons. And I know, Biden, we're going to ship more weapons to Ukraine. Whatever. Ukraine does not have the military personnel and the expertise to even use. Let me put it this way. I would rather have I'd bring the Taliban over. If I was Ukraine, I would just bring all those Afghanis. We will give you a little piece of Ukraine that you can have for your own if you'll help us kick the Russians' butts. Because the Ukrainians can't do it. Their citizens aren't armed. They're begging, hey, come get your weapons so you can help us fight against the Russians. See, the reason why Russia couldn't beat Afghanistan is because all those hill dwellers out there, goat herding hill dwellers, had AK-47s, one of the most reliable weapons, and that shoots a 7.62, and they had plenty of ammo because of all the people leaving their crap around, and they defended their country. When we come back, I'm shifting gears to this distorted media.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnyvae, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnyvae Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnyvae. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnyvae Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnyvae.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House is saying they're considering the possibility of President Joe Biden traveling to Europe in the next few weeks. The trip, which would focus on the war in Ukraine and aim to reassure America's allies in the region, has yet to be finalized. U.S. officials in Brussels, home to NATO, is the probable location. Any Biden travel to Europe would follow Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Poland and Romania last week, and a number of people on the Biden staff stayed behind in Europe to help plan for a possible
possible presidential visit. A 3-year-old boy accidentally shot his mother to death as the family was sitting in their car in a suburban Chicago supermarket parking lot. The family was sitting in the car outside a Food for Less store when the boy somehow found a gun and fired it, striking his mother. Authorities say the boy's father was in custody after indicating that he owned the gun. No charges have yet been filed as the police continue their investigation. This is USA Radio News. Republican lawmakers are beginning to express concern over Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson representation of Guantanamo Bay prisoners. It's been a topic of closed-door conversations with GOP senators and Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jackson's work is likely to be brought up again during the committee hearings next week. Senator Josh Hawley, the representative from Missouri, said he mentioned Jackson's Guantanamo Bay work during his meeting with her. The senator added that he thought her work on the cases while in private practice was interesting and a little concerning. Even though gas prices have stayed steady over the last 2 days, the average price of regular grade gasoline has shot up a whopping 79 cents over the last 2 weeks to a record setting $4.43 a gallon. The new price exceeds by 32 cents the prior all-time high of $4.11 set in July of 2008. The price at the pump today is $1.54 higher than it was just 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists live in a bizarre world of their own creation, folks. A world where two sexes is an antiquated construct. Men and women, for example. A place where you can pick your sex and choose from 71 and counting genders. Leftists are so warped, they want America to believe, I'm going to get it out, I swear, that our 2020 presidential election was legitimate, that January 6th was a riot created by conservative Trump voters. These are people who still believe Trump colluded with the Russians, but Hunter Biden did not. Leftists will demonize the Trump children while idolizing Joe Biden's crackhead son. And they claim of the latter, Hunter Biden, that he did nothing wrong in Ukraine, Russia, or China while setting up the Biden family racketeering enterprise. Leftists of all ilk have convinced themselves that Wu flu is the most deadly virus ever and that the unvaxxed should be imprisoned, that we were the super spreaders. They believed in the science of mask that clearly states on the box, we don't work. Masks offer little to no protection, certainly not for an airborne viruses, yet Democrats, leftists, progressives say, this is the science. And also leftist virtue signal with every special interest or demented cause du jour. As useless as sandals in a sprint, yet they believe themselves to be the most sophisticated of the intelligentsia. Which is why I love warning them with a simple question. I've said it before and I'll say it again. What if you're wrong? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Many leftists are coming to this conclusion. Now, there are some hardcore folks out there. I'm going to profile one. His name is Joe. I've already talked about him on the show because he continues to write to me and I continue to spank his little white buttocks. Joe, born in 1936, is an anachronism stuck in time where he believes he can chide me, a black man, into his way of thinking because he doesn't understand how I could think the way I think. Okay, Joe. We'll get to you in a bit, but right now I want to talk about MSNBC's Chuck Todd. See, Chuck Todd is getting woke from woke. People are starting to make these leftists understand, you just may not be right. You may be misinterpreting things because you aren't getting outside of your bubble. See, what I can say about us, we conservatives, we're comfort zone. What are you talking about? A lot of people go, well, get outside of your comfort zone. Every part of my life is my comfort zone. There's no outside of it. I get it. Kevin, I've never spoken in public. That's outside of your comfort zone. I get that. But it doesn't mean, look, see, what that means is you haven't overcome it. You have a mouth. You're in public all the time. You're in your comfort zone. The only thing that makes you uncomfortable is maybe you're not prepared to do it. But God gave you the ability. It's not outside of your comfort zone. It's outside of what you choose to overcome is your comfort zone. Expand your comfort zone. People, well, it's like, okay, let me make this a little clearer. So I grew up poor in the hood. You know, when you drive by black folks playing dominoes in the middle of things, shooting dice in the alleyways or wherever on a porch, you know, firearms everywhere, crazy talk, you know, all the things that plague, quote, black America. I understand. I was a part of it. But I was raised, even though I understand that, I was raised around rich white folks. And so I'm not uncomfortable. And now, I may not have the best couture. Let's say I was at the so-and-so fashion deal, and they go, he's so outdated. I would give you, so what? And, you know, I'm not uncomfortable. If I don't understand fashion or art or French Renaissance literature, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm comfortable in my ignorance of it. Does that make sense? But we tell, get outside of your comfort zone. If you have to give a speech and you've never given a speech, let me help you out. Let me help you get in your comfort zone. You stand up and you say, listen, folks, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not as eloquent as many of you here. I'm going to do the best I can, like it or not. Bill, I've known Bill for 20 years. He's a great guy. Then why are you being asked to speak? You're being asked to speak because you know somebody goes, oh, so-and-so knows. Kevin, you know about the groom? Tell us this. Oh, God, public speaking. I'd rather be dead. You get up and you say, look, I don't know you. I'm not a speaker, but I've been asked to say a few words. I love Bill. Bill's a great guy. She's a lucky girl to have him. Thank you very much. Outside your comfort zone? I don't think so. Anyway, back to Chuck Todd. So he expressed his view, shock. He expressed shock that a majority of Americans held negative views of the economy under the Biden administration. They were having a Meet the Press Daily panel, and he went off on polling that showed that a majority of people think the economy is either in a recession or depression, declaring it was, quote, just not true, and blaming the right-wing echo chamber for causing those views. Which, by the way, congratulations to us if that's indeed the case. He also accused Americans of not feeling, quote, first world enough. Here's what he said. 51% of believe the economy is in a recession or a depression. I mean, look, it's just not true. This is after NPR reporter Aisha Rasko argued that Biden wasn't able as president to actually do anything about rising inflation costs plaguing the country. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because this is yet another sign that we're winning. Chuck Todd is saying the media is listening to us, not him. He doesn't understand it. He's going, is the right wing winning? She goes on, she says, this economy is frustrating. This economy with COVID has been, I've got money and I can't find something. But my God, there's jobs. This is what Chuck Todd said. Is this a right-wing echo chamber? Is this the right-wing echo chamber is better than the Democratic echo chamber? Or is there something else missing here? That's the part that really intrigues me the most. So he's explaining that even if you have money, you can't find product. Oh, while I'm thinking about this, Psaki said something about rising gas prices and that she didn't want I got to play the clip, but it had to do with inflation. It'll blow your mind. But anyway, let me get back to this. So, again, Chuck Todd is acknowledging that people have money, but there's not products on the shelves. And he's also acknowledging that because there's a scarcity, prices go up. But he asked, is it us? Is it the right wing that's doing it? Let me tell you, do you believe our media is so effective in influencing the minds of the least common denominator leftist voter? Or do you think that they're starting to realize, you know what? I'm being impacted. I'm feeling this myself. I no longer have to listen to Chuck Todd tell me that, you know, it's raining when Joe Biden's peeing on me. Yeah. So, and then that final point, or is there something else missing here? Where's this guy been? We don't have to go into the number of things that the White House has screwed over, but Chuck Todd is detached. In just over a year now, in probably the biggest flip of any time, and certainly in modern history, can you tell the difference between good and bad? Even when Reagan took over from Carter, it didn't flip right away. It took time. It took years. It took probably 2, 3, 4 years before we really felt Reagan's impact. But with Joe Biden, you're feeling that impact immediately. We're no longer energy independent. We're buying our energy from our enemy that we're involved in right now. Jobs were readily available, and there was no Bidenflation that anybody could count on. I mean, think about it. All the things that we're paying extra for with shrinkflation and Bidenflation, we were getting readily, easily, until the time of the Wu flu, which was a scam. And Joe Biden, he perpetuated that scam and made it worse because he thought he could get some political points from it. What about Afghanistan? Worst military withdrawal ever. What about our border? You happy with it? You think that I mean, while Russia's protecting their border, Joe Biden's letting anybody come in that wants to come in. I could go on. So Chuck Todd's detached, and he doesn't understand it. But as he said, is there something else missing here? Yeah, Todd, your sanity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm sentencing you to 30 months felony probation, and the probation is going to be to this court. You're going to be allowed to travel wherever you want. You do not have to live in the state of Illinois. You can report by phone. I know that if you're going to try to make a living and do some of the things you do, you may have to go to other places, New York and Los Angeles. You can do those things. You will pay restitution to the city of Chicago in the amount of $120,106. You are fined $25,000, which is the maximum fine. And you will spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail. And that will start today, right here, right now. Mr. Smollett. So the jury found you guilty, and I've sentenced you as I have. You have the right to appeal the findings and rulings of the court or ask your sentence to be modified. To do those things, you need to file a notice of appeal in writing within 30 days. You may also file a motion to modify your sentence, which would have to be filed in writing within 30 days. Anything not stated in those filings are waived for purposes of appeal. You cannot afford lawyers or transcripts. They would be provided free of charge. Do you have any questions?
No, I would just like to say to Your Honor that I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal. I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this, and I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself, and you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time... I'm not suicidal.
Okay.
Jussie Smollett, always the actor. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Wow. I don't know if you saw the video of Jussie Smollett getting sentenced, but it was theater. Theater. You heard it. Your Honor, I just want to say one thing. I'm not suicidal. And then he's decided, you know what? There's a lot of cameras here. I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me, because he's still playing on this notion that if he goes to jail, he could be killed. And it won't be his fault. It'll be the system's fault for putting the black man in jail where he could get hurt or whatever. Man, this dude will live large in jail. He's a gay man in jail. Are you kidding? He'll have everything he wants. Jeez. And the idea that this guy, I want you to understand the delusion of leftism, folks. I want you to understand the delusion of it. I want you to understand the level to which they are willing to go. This is a guy who 100%, as much as I can say that Joe Biden is not the official elected president of the United States, as much as I can tell you that Donald Trump had no Russian collusion whatsoever, as much as I can tell you that the climate change green weenies are as much interested in climate as they are in the next taxi driver who's going to be put in New York City or get a hack license. And they know that it's a farce. And I could go on. As much as they know that Joe Biden screwed the pooch in Afghanistan, I could go on. Jussie Smollett is guilty. 100%. Not 99. He created a situation in order to improve himself, to improve his condition. What do you think Kaepernick did? This half black man tried to make it appear as though we are warmongering, you know, gay hating, gay bashing, leftist bashing, whatever, hooligans. And that he was attacked by us. It isn't, oh, Kevin, it was two Trump supporters. No, he wanted to build a metaphor. It wasn't about the personal attack. It was an attack on all of us. And he, to this moment, he still wants people to believe his lie. That's a sickness. But let me tell you, Jussie Smollett, when you look at him and you think, oh, he's just a crazy leftist gay black man. No, let me tell you, folks, he defines the left. He defines these people of privilege who believe that their lies are better, bigger, because they are for, you ready for these words? Three words, the greater good. Jussie Smollett doesn't believe he's lying, and here's why. He believes that his cause is bigger than his lie. Therefore, it's not a lie. And the judge, thankfully, people are finally seeing through these ruses. The Jussie Smolletts of the world are the reason that you have this woke generation. Remember the Project Veritas guy, Matthew Rosenbaum, who you have to watch the videos, but here's what he says. He essentially says there's a faction in the New York Times. He goes, we know that a lot of this stuff is just way over the top, but we have to go with it because there's a loud faction within the New York Times, and he's alluding to it being young black people, not the older blacks. And he points out a guy. He says, this guy gets it. He goes, you know, people have talked about the N-word or whatever. He goes, the older blacks get it. He goes, it's these younger blacks that use any and all things to look through the prism of blackness. And what Jussie Smollett is doing is he thinks he's going to double it. He's going to look through the prism of blackness, and he's going to look through the prism of gayness. And those two things, he believes, supersedes everything. Not only is it a black man's condition, it's a black gay man's condition, and therefore everything he says should be backed 100%. And this judge, he was like, you were trying to make a bigger point with all this. You wanted a career. You used your lie in order to not only make a bigger career, but to stretch that career into something bigger than life. See, it wasn't just about preserving his role. He wanted to become an icon, bigger than Hollywood, bigger than Denzel, because this is how you would do it. Those two things coming together, the joining of those two conditions, the only thing he needed to be besides that would be Muslim. And it would have been nirvana. There is not enough punishment that they can give to this guy. Not enough. I mean, luckily there weren't two white guys anywhere near there who were visiting Chicago, because they'd probably be in prison over this. But he gets a fine, 150 days in jail. He gets to continue building his career. I can tell you this right now. There are leftists who are going to accept his story as legit. And what's funny about it is, if you watch any of these leftists, that when it was breaking, even the LGBT community, all those people were like, you know, I got to tell you, this is a little skeptical what Jussie's doing. I don't know. They were skeptical, but there are people who want to believe him, because they want to believe we're evil. They want to believe we would have done it. What do you mean? So what you didn't do, you would have done it. Had you had the chance to do it, you would have done it. So that by default makes him okay by saying it. In other words, he thought it. It's kind of like Dolezal. I'm black because I think I'm black. It's kind of like what's her face? Hiawatha, or whatever her name is, the Senator Warren. She thought she was Indian, so doesn't that make it right? He thought that that's what people would do, Trump supporters would do to him. Doesn't that make it right? This is big, and I don't want to overblow it, but I'm telling you, this gives you the thought process of how you deal with leftists. Because if you don't understand that they think it's for the greater good, that whatever they deem right is right, ergo, anything you say is wrong, you then get an idea of, well, why don't you see the logic? There's your logic. Jussie Smollett, in front of the court, Your Honor, he's got his hands together like he's praying. I respect you, but I don't respect you. How dare you not see this is for the greater good? And I'm telling you this so you can tell everybody around you, you can teach your kids, none of this is about the greater good. It is for the greater personal benefit and how they can take advantage of the ecosystem they've created, where Jussie Smollett says, black men are getting attacked, man. And even in his sentencing, if I die, because that's him, a veiled threat to the judge. If I die, it's going to be on your hands. It won't be because of me. It'll be because of you. That's his warning. You have a chance to do the right thing here and not let me, you know, commit suicide, or not let me do this, because this would be on your hands. No, it isn't. It's not on his hands at all. Can you imagine being this defiant? I mean, when you know you're guilty?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.